Right now, the state of Alaska is obligated to provide Medicaid funding for all medically necessary abortions. Today, the Senate passed a bill that would narrow that definition. It's the first time the Senate has passed an abortion bill since 2006. The legislation would only allow for Medicaid payments if a woman is at serious risk of physical harm if she goes through with her pregnancy or if the woman is a victim of rape or incest. It specifically excludes mental health conditions. Supporters of the legislation have characterized that as a loophole through which women can get Medicaid coverage for elective procedures. Anti-abortion groups have gotten behind the bill, saying it would reduce the number of abortions in the state because low-income women are less likely to go through with the procedure if they can't secure payment. Senator John Coghill, a North Pole Republican, sponsored the bill, and he says that his intent was narrower than that.
This debate is not about limiting anything. It was really about defining who pays for what. So they hope it limits. I tend to agree with them, but that's not the debate.
Opponents of the bill say the measure chips away at reproductive rights and that it's unfair to poor women. Democrats in the minority also questioned its constitutionality and suggested it could open up the state to a number of legal problems. Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski noted that crime victims couldn't use the vagueness of a mental health exception to get Medicaid to cover an abortion.
We're statutorily forcing women to disclose rape and incest. And what that does is, we heard about this in Senate Judiciary, it puts physicians in an extremely difficult position, and it puts potentially the state of Alaska in an extremely difficult position.
One amendment was made to the bill. Senator Berta Gardner, an Anchorage Democrat, offered a change that would expand the state's Medicaid program to offer more family planning and women's health services, with the idea being to reduce the number of unplanned pregnancies. The bill's sponsor removed his objection after Liesl McGuire and Anna Faircloth, two moderate Republican women from Anchorage, voiced their support for the change. McGuire described it as a pro-life and pro-woman compromise.
It is imperative that the members of this body send a message to those in the those with pregnancies about the value of the unborn, but also the value of their life.
The bill passed 14-6, mostly on caucus lines. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman and Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan both broke with the majority to oppose the bill, while Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman voted for it. A companion bill is currently moving through the House with just one committee left to review it.